Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, Elder Benny. We are grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come before you with another relevant kingdom teaching. We just praise God. It has been a full ministry weekend. Amen. We bless God for what was released by Elder Benny yesterday at a conference in Dinwiddie with Bishop Ramon Johnson, where When Men Bow, an awesome time. And we are currently, amen, traveling back to Virginia. We went to support our sister minister, Tori Lynn, amen, who brought a magnificent word this afternoon in Philadelphia. And we are just grateful to God for relationships, for friendships, for yielding to the Holy Spirit and understanding the need to be where we need to be, doing what we need to do, and God being glorified in the midst. On this evening, our topic is centered around the necessity of staying teachable. Staying teachable. We have got to remain teachable. So we are thankful for those who have called in. If at any time you have a question or a comment, we ask that you press 1, and we're grateful to those who are also on the internet line. We bless God for you. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise for who you are, for all that you've done. Holy Spirit, right now, we just ask that you would speak to me and speak through me, that we would speak relevant instruction and insight to those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking, that we understand the necessity of being teachable as we grow in your kingdom, as we grow in kingdom understanding. Father, we thank you now, and we give you glory, we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, teachable, what does it mean to be teachable? It means that you're not the know-it-all. How many of you know somebody who knows everything? There's not a conversation you can have about anything where they've got insight. They've got education. They got this degree. They got that degree. They went to this school. They went to this conference. They worked at this job. They know everything. And whenever you try to open up something different that they don't know, that they've not heard, sometimes they get a little itchy with you. You know, it's like, I'm not trying to hear that. Oh, that's a good thought. But, you know, that kind of stuff. When I encounter people now, especially, that are not teachable, it's a challenge for me even deal with that kind of spirit. Because Jesus, when he walked the earth, was constantly showing teachable moments for us to be able to recognize and reflect that although we may think we got it going on, there is still something else that we need to learn, still something else we need to understand. So we're going to look at two different accounts. First, we're going to look at Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And we know this account. We know about this story. We understand about the challenge with Mary. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he said. She listened. But Martha was distracted with all the preparation she had to make. So she came up to him and she said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the best part. It will not be taken away from her. Martha was more concerned with the kitchen than she was being taught by Jesus. Whew. She was more concerned about the kitchen than she was about sitting at the feet of Jesus and being taught, taking the time to listen to him. How many of you know that when we get to a point where we're no longer teachable, that our reign in the kingdom of God as a prominent leader, because we all have leader capacity in us, we're all operating in some level of leadership, our ability to lead begins to diminish, and then we're finding ourselves eventually out of the plan of God because we won't take the time to sit down and listen. When I look at this account, and when Tobini was sharing this teaching with us, I began to think about myself as a leader. And then I thought about other leaders that I've encountered and how often they're concerned about the program. They're concerned about their title. They're concerned about how many people are on the roll. They're concerned about all these things, but they are not willing to sit at the feet of Jesus or even sit at the feet of those who have gained insight and knowledge beyond theirs. They don't want nobody to tell them nothing. See, in this account, Martha was tripping. She was like, get her. Jesus was like, I'm not. She allowed busy work in the kitchen to overshadow being taught. She wasn't excited about being a disciple. She wasn't excited about sitting at his feet. She was more excited about being seen. Y'all know some folks like that? I'm just looking at the ones on the line that have called in. That's not you. But we know some folk like that. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. But they don't want to be taught. They don't want to spend time in his presence. They don't want to understand what it means to yield to the Holy Spirit. They want to think that because they got this title and they drive this car and they live in this neighborhood, that they are above being taught anything. And you know what? As much as that might get on your nerve every now and again, 1 Peter 2:17 tells us that we have to honor all men. We still have to honor them. We still have to show respect because God honors all. Yeah, all. That word says honor all men. So we still have to honor them. But at no time should we be so concerned about the stuff that we're doing when we're recognizing someone that is actually taking the time to sit at the feet of Jesus, to learn his word, to show themselves approved, as 2 Timothy suggests that we do, that they're constantly yielding to the Holy Spirit. Let us not diminish that person for what they're doing. See, Mary understood what was necessary. Mary made it a priority to sit at the feet of the Lord and to be taught from him in order to remain relevant. In order to remain relevant. In order to remain relevant in the kingdom. Mary was saying to us even then, I know what I got to do. I know what's necessary for me. In this season, it's important that I listen and I learn. It's important that I don't get caught up in busy work. My priority is to seek the kingdom, to seek kingdom understanding, to understand that I am the righteousness of God, to understand that in order for me to get to my next dimension of truth, I have to be taught something. Where are we as individuals in our walk, in our being taught and our yielding to the Holy Spirit to get the guidance that we need? Are we willing to keep still long enough to hear Him? Are we keeping still long enough that we can sit down with a leader? And this is the thing. When you want to learn a new dimension of truth, you can't go backwards. You got to go upward. You can't go down. You got to go upward. You've got to find those individuals that have greater knowledge and greater insight than you have so they can pull you up to the next dimension of truth. Mary, I'm going to be pulled up to a newer dimension of truth while my sister in there may be doing a new recipe for chicken. Come on. What's going to be most relevant? Kingdom knowledge and understanding more than the recipe. Unless that's a part of your purpose, you can get the recipe, but you better hear Jesus. You better be listening for the Holy Spirit to give you the insight to know when to hold them, when to fold them. Sometimes you just got to stop and hear God. Sometimes you've got to be willing to listen. When we look at 2 Corinthians 2, 3, verses 12 through 18, and y'all forgive me if I'm not reading these scriptures, but write this down and go to it because we're going to get back on the road in a few minutes. But in 2 Corinthians 3, verses 12 through 18, it's talking about Moses. And see, Moses had a relationship. Moses had an understanding. But Moses made a tactical error when he had tapped into another dimension of truth during his encounter with the Father on the Mount, because he reconnected with the people on the same level of truth after this encounter with God. So Moses got insight, he got clarity, he got some understanding. He was taken to another dimension, but he dealt with them at the same level. And so relationships were not redefined. Relationships were not broadened. Understanding was not open. And you all have to understand that as leaders in the kingdom, one of our primary objectives is to bring people up to another dimension of truth. And how does that happen? That happens when you remain teachable. Minister Tori said, and I don't want to misquote her. Her objective is to do the will of the Father. That's it. Nothing else. She wants to please God. She wants to fulfill what it is He would have her to do. That is her life. That's the desire for her life. And in order to fulfill that type of mandate that she has placed, that God has placed on each of us as His ministers of reconciliation, to walk that kind of walk, we have to remain teachable. I can imagine for all of us on the line on tonight, and even my husband that's sitting beside me, once you get into a new dimension of truth, it makes it hard to go back to even listen to other stuff. Honey, can you share? How is it that when you get a new dimension of truth, how challenging is it to go back to the old stuff?
Well, it just seems like you know you're being misguided when you hear something that's not right, especially when you know, it just keeps going back to that. I can't remember if it was Maya Angelou said, when you know better, you do better. So you're always reaching for the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard. I know that when I coach basketball, some people know I coach basketball, so they'll ask me, do you watch basketball? After I've coached, I hate sins being made, so I can't sit and watch it anymore. So it's hard. It's hard to watch when you when you know that people are doing things that they – now, I can go to workshops and things like that and learn from other coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing people just go through the motions, and I can't waste my time doing that.
I get that, but even in understanding that facet of it, when you understand the importance of remaining teachable, like he said, he can go to a conference, he can go to a clinic, he can go to a camp, he can go to seminars, he can go to those under leaders who have greater insight to give him the tools he needs to go to the next dimension, whether he's coaching or not, but to learn strategies and to learn processes. To have that insight is going to ultimately help him even in navigating life. And so for each one of us, if we are willing to open up our understanding, open up to get truth, we have, my husband different than I, you know, when it comes to kingdom understanding, he shares that it hasn't been as hard for him because he didn't allow other stuff to poison him. He did not really set under man's doctrine from the pulpit. He wasn't in that place. So now that he's hearing relevant kingdom teaching, it's easy for him to grasp, unlearn, and relearn. Now he's just learning. But for a lot of people, especially when you want to present a kingdom perspective and how kingdom laws are to govern us and how we're to walk and live according to God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives, when you begin to share that type of information with them, the only thing they fall back is says, God can and God will. Yes, I know God can, and yes, I know God will. But there's greater truth that we need to get to. We need to get to the place where we want to sit at the feet of those leaders that can impart truth into us, understanding into us, to take us not just to the next dimension of truth, but to the next dimension of life. Y'all, we haven't even been truly living the kind of life that God wants us to live based on what folks said. They made it sound like it was okay just to live a mediocre life. Food on the table and clothes on our back and a roof over our head. Now, we don't take any of that for granted, trust and believe. But when you get a greater dimension of truth, a greater understanding from sitting at his feet, there's more than he wants than for us to just be mindful of clothes and shoes and boots. And again, I'm not making light of any of that. I'm not taking for granted anything that the Lord has blessed me with. But when I understand the capacity that he's placed inside of me, the propensity that he's placed inside of me to get that which he desires and to live according to his plan for my life, guess what? It means that sometime when Valerie might want to move, Valerie's going to keep still. Because I want to learn. I want that next dimension of truth. And for my husband and I, when we get that next truth, we do what we tell folk we do. After we've been empowered, we take the responsibility to empower someone else to get them to that next level of truth, that next level of understanding, that next level of living kingdom principles so that their lives can be positively affected. You've got to be willing to take advantage of the opportunities to tap into that next dimension. You've got to be willing to stop doing what it is you want to do, how it is you want to do it, and be mindful of what it is that God wants. How many times have you been in a place and a person, it didn't even have to be a person of prominence, but a person that had greater insight, greater knowledge of maybe your job, but on the real, you don't get along with them. They sort of, you know, on the job, they get on your nerves, but they have insight in how to do your job. Have you ever considered that maybe you got to get past yourself, get past your emotion, and sit down with them, sit and glean from them what you need to take you to the next dimension of truth, and then from what they've given to you, you go ahead and design a new model to get done what they've been doing so that it'll do it better according to what the Holy Spirit gives to you? Come on, y'all. We have got to stay teachable. Don't think too highly of yourself. You ain't got it all. You ain't got all the answers. You don't have all the answers. We all still growing and learning. We should be. We should be. I'm grateful to God. In my 50-something years, I like being taught. I like being taught. And then from being taught, I like teaching. I like equipping and empowering people with truth to impact their lives so they can start living their best lives now and not waiting till the by and by. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6. Come on. That's not saying I got to wait to heaven to get everything I need. That's saying I can get that right here on earth. But in order for me to get that dimension of truth, it means I've got to sit down and be taught. I've got to be taught. I've got to listen. I've got to listen. We're grateful. Again, we've got several callers on the line on tonight. If there's a question or a comment that you have, as our time is winding down, please press prayerfully. I'll be able to bring you in for your question or comment. Amen. But we've got to be teachable. We've got to be teachable. And as we are operating in that dimension of truth, as we are moving about with a mindset that I want to learn, I want somebody to teach me. You know, my husband is working on right now a mentoring program for men because he has a passion to revitalize relationships, men with their spouses, their wives, and their children. And so, you know, he sits at the feet of leaders so that he can take that to other men and help empower them. I've always had a heart for women's ministry. That's how the empowerment place got started. And then when my husband and I got married, now together we grow to not just enrich men and not just enrich women, but to enrich families and then enrich communities and then strengthen regions, states, countries. That's our desire. But it's because we do not desire to diminish the plan of God that's being operated in our lives. We understand that we are prominent leaders. I wouldn't have been able to make that statement a couple of years ago. I would have said that we're good. We're going to do good right here where we at. But now I understand better what it is that God wants to do with us. And as we continue to yield to the Holy Spirit, let me encourage you all too. Listen to the Holy Spirit. My husband talks about it all the time. Engage constantly with the Holy Spirit because guess what? The Holy Spirit will also teach you. He will speak to you. He will give you truth. He will give you guidance. Even be willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, to hear, to listen, to learn, so that you can grow. We have so much power, listeners. Yeah, we got so much power on the inside of us that has not been tapped. And the reason it hasn't been tapped is because we didn't know it was there. Nobody really told me how powerful I was because I kept relying on God to do everything. But when he gave me, when he gave each of us the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of us, he was empowering us. He was empowering us then for the great things that he has in store for us. And then when you tap into his plan for your life, I still have a lot of people that I encounter that I've been helping through counsel to understand their purpose. Not just the office that they call you at church. When I ask you what your purpose is, don't tell me you're a minister. That's what you do at church. But outside of that, what is your purpose? What was God's original intent for placing you in the earth? We've got to come to that understanding. And then we have to operate in that truth. Time is up. Oh, glory to God. This was good to me. I pray that you heard something that has helped you, that has blessed you, because that's our desire. We want to release relevant teachings to empower God's kingdom ambassadors and kingdom citizens to help us grow in what he's called us to do, that we each might fulfill his will, plan, and purpose for our lives. And that's going to happen when we remain teachable, when we are endeavoring the next dimension of truth. And after getting that dimension of truth, honoring it, walking in it, and then sharing that truth with others that they may also be empowered. Amen. Husband, did you have anything else? Could you pray us out? Amen. Well, Father, thank you. We give you praise and glory and honor for that which you've spoken on tonight. We ask now, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to those who have dialed in on tonight, those who have listened on the internet on tonight. Continue to minister to them. If they are in a place where they're not being taught, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would guide them. Guide them to a place where they can be taught, where they're willing to sit at the feet of those who have the wisdom and knowledge that they need in this season to go to the next dimension of truth. Oh, we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now, Father, for what you've done. We give you honor and we give you praise in these and all things. We say amen and amen. Listeners, thank you again for joining us this evening. We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If it has, after this message is archived, please share it with other friends, families, foes, whatever the case may be, to let them understand also the importance of remaining teachable. Until we're on the air again on next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, know that we love you. We want you to be empowered and then take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all and good night.